Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, Oklahoma State University will be hosting a special event tomorrow night. And this event will be marking OSU's unique relationship with the country of Ethiopia.
It will indeed. You know, one of the great parts of OSU's history and really the country itself is the Point 4 program, which was created by President Harry Truman. And the first director of that program was Harry Truman's friend, president of OSU, Henry Bennett. And one of the idea was to spread American know-how, especially in agriculture, around the world and to developing countries primarily. And through that program, OSU established a close relationship with Ethiopia and the then emperor, Haile Selassie. So this there's a film premiere of the documentary at 7 p.m. Thursday night at the West Watkins Center. And there'll be three additional showings, by the way, at West Watkins Center on Friday. But it chronicles the vital role of OSU and the entire country played in extending higher education and agriculture to Ethiopia. And we have a number of graduates from that program that are in the U.S. Working today. All the showings are free. The film's director will be there. I just think it's a wonderful showcase for a great program from a great university led by a great man in Henry Bennett.
Let's turn to some national rankings outside of athletics. Some good news for OSU there, too.
Good news indeed. The Kiplinger Group ranks OSU once again in the top 100 best values in America. It's the rankings are based on a combination of academic quality and affordability. We've been ranked in the past, and we are very pleased to continue to be recognized as an outstanding value for students. Also, Kelly, the Spears School of Business's online Master's of Business Administration degree was recognized in the first online program rankings by U.S. News and World Report. This is a great program, and it serves the needs of students from across the country and really around the world, including U.S. servicemen and women who can't attend study for their MBA on our campus. And then finally, the Riala School of Entrepreneurship won a National Model Undergraduate Award named by the United States Association of Small Business and Entrepreneurship. This is really a remarkable honor for a school that's really very, very young. I think we're only about 3 years old. This is a leading national organization for entrepreneur educators. Very prestigious honor. Mike Morris was named as the educator of the year, and we're very proud of our School of Entrepreneurship.
And finally, President Hargis, the athletic department is preparing to say goodbye to one of its own.
Oh, we are indeed, and we're sorry to say goodbye. We just hope it's till we see you again. Our men's tennis coach, James Wadley, is a real fixture at Oklahoma State University. He began as the tennis coach at OSU 40 years ago. He's the longest tenured coach in Oklahoma State athletics history. James has done a great job. He's won a lot of championships, and he's done it all with, frankly, limited facilities. We're very proud of James, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Has he had any advice for your tennis game?
Yeah, take up golf.
Well, until next time.
Thanks, Kelly.